Welcome back. This is George Jetson and Jane his wife is here. Love that little clip.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of fun because we're going to talk about a little solar roof tiles. It seems so futuristic.
All right. So, yeah, Elon Musk came out from Tesla. And some of you may have seen this news article. But to me, it's one of the coolest things when it comes to your home. One of the coolest inventions I've seen in a while is mm-hmm. what Elon Musk came out with these solar roof tiles. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, it's definitely very Jetson-esque with right. this advancement. I mean, right. let's talk about solar for just a minute. I think that most people, I mean, just solar panels in general, it's pretty hard to justify the costs. Okay. Except, you know, typically with the rebates you're getting from the government, it's about the only thing that helps justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. But you have to have dollars and cents that really make sense with this, because with, you know, with big solar panels on your roof, you're paying for your roof still, and then you're also paying for these huge solar panels.
Right. They're kind of ugly, you know.
Definitely ugly. Right. And what Elon Musk came out with are basically ceiling, you know, roof tiles. They're glass tiles right. that are solar. Mm-hmm. So the roof itself is your solar panel.
Right.
And here's what I think is cool, Tammy, and tell me if you agree with this, is these are really cool looking. These aren't, I don't know, these aren't like some drab looking roof tile. These look
great. They look nice. They don't look like the solar panel that we're used to seeing. And I guess some of the questions I had was, you know, we are known for hail. So how's that going to hold up? You know, I had a lot of questions regarding a lot of that kind of stuff, but some of those questions were answered if you check them out on the website.
Yeah, visit smartwithyourmoney.com and look mm-hmm. for Tesla solar roof tiles mm-hmm. on our blog post. And we'll not only have pictures in there, but we'll also have a lot of details about it. You're right. He did address some of those things. And mm-hmm. it's a quartz glass that they're using. They're 98% as efficient as a normal solar panel, which is pretty cool.
Right.
They only lose 2% efficiency.
Which isn't too bad.
Which isn't too bad. And they say that they're really, really tough. Okay, mm-hmm. they're actually, it's a treated glass that's much tougher, apparently, than any kind of normal roof. And it lasts almost indefinitely, supposedly.
Well, it will be interesting to see, that's for sure.
All right, so, and here was the last thing is, you know, people are going to ask the question, all right, what's the price? Okay, how much is this going to cost? So what Elon Musk originally proposed, he says that it's going to be cheaper than normal roof all in, like even before you figure in the electricity savings, it'll be cheaper than a normal roof. So that's something that we dug into, and there were some articles starting to compare this. And how did this come about? Okay, so Elon Musk owns Tesla Motors, and Tesla Motors, he wanted to buy SolarCity as a huge solar company, $2.6 billion purchase, and he was trying to convince the shareholders. And this is why, because this helps, you know, everything he's doing with electric power and mm-hmm. especially with reusable energy
right.
is the direction he's going. So he basically bought SolarCity. It's now part of Tesla Motors, and he's built this gigafactory in Las Vegas, which is, you know, a massive factory to build his own lithium ion batteries. So now you look at the cost of these. So when we start to break down the cost, is it going to be cheaper than normal roofing?
Okay. He's saying it is, and that it's going to last twice as long. So his claim is that the solar roof will be cheaper in the long run. And I guess my thought is, you know, we're building these more efficient homes with more efficient windows, more efficient, you know, the insulation, the just everything is more efficient. I guess my question in the long run, will it actually help us save thousands of dollars? I mean, it helps add to the planet, saving the planet, using the solar power. I guess that's one way to look at it.
Okay, so a couple things you have to calculate in. One is the cost of the shingles and the distribution, mm-hmm. and then you have to, where are you going to store the power? So the Tesla Powerwall, mm-hmm. the Powerwall right. 2.0, they're about $5,500 each. A bigger home is going to probably need two of them, so that's $11,000. Plus then the cost of shingles. So mm-hmm. the analysis is that I don't think it's going to be cheaper than an asphalt roof shingle.
No, I don't think so either.
There's any way. But these, they appear to be like a slate roof tile, which is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or the clay roof tiles, they have those also.
Yeah, they look good.
They look
online.
Beautiful.
I haven't seen them in person, but
yeah, they look beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think they will be cheaper than the expensive roofing material. And a lot of people do use those expensive roof materials.
Yeah, the architecture. Yeah.
And you're really going to make it up over time by them lasting longer and the fact that now you're going to save on your electric bills too.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of that. I love
do
going.
Too. It's kind of cool.
I like going off the grid. Saving the planet is great, but it's got to make, you know, you have to be smart with your money too. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com to see more details on it. Look at the pictures. All right. Don't forget, just a reminder, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.